I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This program contains subject matter and language that may be disturbing to some viewers. Viewer discretion is advised.
That was mind-blowing. Was that first part South Park?
Yes, viewer discretion is advised.
Is the Saturday night thing for Saturday Night Live that we're going to be talking about?
Yeah, very subtle, right?
Wow. What a deep cut.
Who said not everyone can DJ?
Guys, we got topics today.
Ooh, we do.
We got topics.
This is so weird because you and I never do this where we just put down like 5-6 things that we want to talk about.
Yeah, but I kind of like it. I like, when we started this podcast, we were both kind of like, we'll kind of do whatever. But now I think we have like an actual system where it's like, okay, this happened this week that we will talk about and we'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
We'll try not to get caught off guard and get off track.
No, we're allowed. We're going off topic. Okay. I want to talk about my ear first. That's first on the agenda. And you have an ear issue as well.
Yeah. You said, we're going to talk about my ear. And I was like, okay. But I also have an ear thing. Is it your left?
It's my left ear.
Same.
Oh, okay. And it just feels like something's in there. It's clogged. And I keep like putting in drops and stuff. And I went to the farm and my mom's like, so I called my mom. Oh God, this is the whole thing.
Hold on. Is this why I'm getting ear wax, ear flushing things on my TikTok, on my algorithm? I swear to God, I'm not making that
up. Are
you? Yes.
Then yeah,
have
definitely.
Have you been looking it up?
I've been looking up ear wax removal shit for
I'm
like
getting your
three
fucking
days.
Thing. I thought it was because I had to bring my son a couple weeks ago because he thought he had something, which he didn't. So I was like, oh, that's a fun copay right here. And
that
I
was
like,
me.
Maybe it just was listening in the doctor's office because it definitely listens. So what happened? Or what's going
just,
on?
Just, and my mom is Jody's drinking from a fucking.
It's a half gallon container. Shut up. I'm chuggy. Have you heard that?
You are chuggy.
I am very chuggy.
Just, and it has, I will say this, I'm not being crazy, but this did happen right after I got the vaccine.
That's weird you said that, because I have had, you know, I didn't even relate it to the vaccine, and it could be just because you and I have our headphones in a lot, just by the nature of what we do, and we listen to podcasts all the time.
Right.
So things just kind of, you know, get in there.
Build
but
up.
I've had, it's not an earache. It's like a very, very low grade earache that kind of comes and goes. And it's just for like a second or two. Not bad enough that I would go to the doctor, but just that same sort of feeling of an earache.
Mine isn't an earache. It's more just like something's in there, but it's also not water. Because if I move my head around, I can't feel, like, it's not a water thing. It's just something.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you that you need to go back on TikTok, and there's this tool that everyone has been ordering on Amazon that it has a Bluetooth to your phone, and you put it in your ear and you can see inside your ear.
I'm ordering it. I'm literally ordering it right now.
Just put ear cleaner with camera, and you'll see it.
Here's the thing. I went to Rite Aid today, and I was so nice. I waited in line after like 15 people who were getting their vaccines, and I finally went up to the counter, and I'm sure they're stressed out, but I was like, hey, I'm so sorry, I just wanted advice, like my ear, and the pharmacist like ran up to the counter and was like, you're gonna have to get a prescription for something. I was like, I was so nice though. But I was so nice to you.
I just want to apologize for existing before I go anywhere. I'm so sorry that I breathe in the same space as you, but I just have a question for you.
And then he's like, okay, hang on. So he like guides me around to like the earwax area.
And he gave you drops.
He gave me swimmer's ear drops. I could have just picked this out myself. I just wanted maybe advice from someone who might know better than me.
Then why don't you call me? You know, I basically have like a nursing degree at this point between all the crazy ass things that Paige and Charlie have.
Well, I mean, I bought the swimmer's ear stuff. I mean, it didn't work.
Yeah, no, that's not going to do anything.
My ear feels more clogged now. Now I have swimmer's ear stuff.
That takes a long time to just kind of loosen stuff up in there before you go get it flushed. Right. I would try before you order that thing from Amazon, which you just have to be careful. It's just like a super skinny, long scope, and you can kind of pick it out.
I really want to do it.
Your phone is listening. It's going to hear it, and you're going to see it come up the next time you open TikTok.
Okay, fine.
But before that, try hydrogen peroxide.
My mom said, Amanda, Ron gets that all the time. We just pour olive oil in his ear, Amanda. I'm like,
hydrogen peroxide's better. That's from an ear, nose, throat doctor.
Okay, but I've poured so much shit in my ear at this point that it's not getting better, and it's getting worse now.
It might be pushing it more in.
Yeah.
All right, order that thing, and then if that doesn't work, you're just going to have to go to the doctor, and they flush it out. They do it all the time. They have all the stuff there for it. It's a very common thing.
Should I just wait? But my mom's like, Amanda, now you just have bacteria sitting in your ear, and it's going to get clogged, and it's going to get infected, Amanda. I'm like, I shouldn't have even fucking told you that this happened.
So. Order that thing from Amazon, and then I can't
wait to
hear about it.
What's happening with your ear?
That's it. It's just like a little low-grade earache, but I'm not going to go to the doctor for it. First, I don't want to pay the copay. Just be like, once in a while, like if the wind blows northeast, my ear feels a little achy. What should I do? No, I'll just wait until it is horribly painful, and then I go run to urgent care.
Has advice on how to handle that? Because, I mean, the more shit I pour in there, the more I sound like this side of my face feels like I'm in a cave, and now my equilibrium is just all fucked up.
And take some allergy medicine. Take some Zyzol, like the best allergy medicine. I was a Zyrtec girl.
Yeah, just keep putting shit
spray.
Into myself.
Well, no spray because it's all the same canals and all that kind of stuff. All right, before we start getting horrible reviews about putting tracking things in our noses and kids' ass cheeks.
And ears, yeah.
You guys, if you want to... I know all of you on Patreon have heard this, but we might have to make it a weekly segment where we just read the horrible reviews we get for this podcast because they're really funny. If you want to laugh, just go and read the reviews right now.
Yeah, but we've gotten all good reviews, and we actually were asking
you guys.
Because
they're hilarious.
I think I kind of want to make this a thing, that you give us a 5-star rating or a 4-star or whatever the fuck. What is it, 5-star, 4-star?
And then you
just give us a shitty review. I think that would be really funny, and a couple of people have done that.
It is really funny.
So do that.
They put me to sleep. It's great. Okay, so speaking of things that have been putting a lot of people to sleep for the past season or two, but I think ended with a real bang, you and I think we're going to agree on this, Saturday Night Live. Now, it's not been a great decade, I'd say, for SNL. We've had some hits and misses.
I disagree with that. I disagree.
Really?
There's always, yes, every cast has hits and misses.
Yes.
But there's always at least one sketch every episode that I, like, truly laugh out loud.
Yeah, but I'm saying in general, the last decade, it hasn't been getting the greatest accolades.
Yeah, but the last decade had Bill Hader in the cast. And I'm not saying that just to be annoying. I'm just saying, like, they had Bill
Kate
Hader,
McKinnon,
they had Kristen Wiig. Yeah.
Right.
They have A.D. Bryant. Also, it seems like those four are leaving, huh? Did that first sketch
and
not
Cecily,
seem like they were... And Cecily, the fact that they were standing on stage together with Keenan, and he just got his show renewed.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, he just got renewed for a second. You know how I know that?
How? Doughboys, Jesus. Oh, I don't know why I even asked that. Like, as I was saying, Carl Tart is
a writer for them.
I need to just get, like, a bleeping device whenever you start talking about it. I just bleep it out.
I'm working slowly to get you just, like, on board with it.
No. I think it's never going to happen. No, it's going to happen.
It's happening.
Do you think people hate us as much as I hate the Doughboys? Actually, I think more. Because I've never said the Doughboys are painful to listen to.
Painful. I think you might have, though. I think you probably have, though. Anyway, one of their main guests, Carl Tart, writes for that show, and it just got picked up, blah, blah, blah. So let's talk
about this last week. Yes. Skinny blonde girl was the host.
She's so skinny.
She did a great job. She looks like a blonde... So what's her name? Emma, the one who was in...
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Emma Stone. She looks like a platinum blonde Emma Stone. With those big bug eyes.
Not in a bad way. Just like, she's got like a really good face. Just like a face.
I think she did a good job in the sketches, but the sketches were actually so good. And all of their normal casts were so amazing in it. They really outshined her.
Yeah. I don't think they outshined her. I don't even think anyone outshined anyone. I thought that she seemed like she could be a cast member. I was so proud of her. I was like, fucking get it. You disagree.
Yeah. I mean,
she was just great.
She's a great actress in the Checkers show that she's on. The chess show, right? Chess?
The Queen's Gambit, but yes.
Queen's Gambit.
You need to watch that. You would like it. You will like it. I promise you'll like it. It's awesome.
Okay.
And she's so good in it.
I just think that she is a little bit more of a serious actress, not so much comedic. I just think the cast was so good and so funny in this. It was hard to pay her enough attention.
But I think that's a good thing, though, because it wasn't like last week with what's his face? Fucking
Elon Musk?
No,
it was Key and Peele, the Key and Peele guy.
That show was terrible. Elon Musk, though, it was like every sketch was about Elon Musk. This one, she kind of just fell into the cast.
Well, I don't think she did a bad job. I'm just saying, like, I almost feel bad for her because I just feel like it really was the cast's show. They were so good and so funny.
It was a great show.
If every show the entire season were like Saturday this past weekend's, it would have been a killer season, which actually that Elon Musk scene where they're like, let's look back at this year on the highs of SNL. It was just the 1 second clip of him with the Wario.
Which was the one sketch that I really thought he was great in. Like, I thought he leaned into it. And he was good.
Fully committed. Now, I actually love the bra sketch, the bra. Because
That's the one that I stopped halfway through. I was like, all right,
again,
I got
she wasn't great. I mean, it wasn't a hilarious sketch, but as I always talk about my boobs and my ugly bras, it's so relatable, the bra. Because you don't have a bra. It's a bra.
I felt like it was a sketch that was clearly written 2 years ago for Adi and Kate, and then it was brought up
again. Or even
again,
Cecily, just throw it in there.
Yeah, just throw it in there. Yeah. But it was fine. But I thought this was a great episode. Everyone should go watch this whole episode. But really, let's talk about Weekend Update.
Wait, before we get to Weekend Update, we have to talk about Lil Nas X, the singer.
I never watched the singers.
I never do either, but I watched it because he split his pants during the singing thing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
During the singing thing. During his recital, he split his pants. He had like a little zipper thing, and it was like very like raunchy, whatever. He had like guys all over him, and so his pants, it was like a zipper from back to front. Like,
well,
it
then
just
you're
zipped
just
the
then
two
you're
legs
just
together.
You're asking for it at that point.
Well, yeah, but then he went to like grind up on this pole And then you could tell, like, oh, shit, it split. So he just kept his hand over it the rest, I don't know, like the 30 seconds that were remaining.
Was it better or worse than Ashley Simpson?
Oh, I mean, Ashley Simpson doing the jig.
I mean, that was God. Iconic. I mean...
On a Sunday, yeah, the hold down.
Is that good or bad that that happened to her? Because that is one of the most memorable things that has
ever happened. At the time, horrible, but now that's what she's remembered for. No one would remember her. I mean, her amazing reality series.
Like, the second you... But no, don't snarf on that, because that was a great reality series.
Oh, it was, but I'm saying people don't remember her. Like, wow. I mean, that season was like the hills. Ugh.
When you think Ashley Simpson, you think of her doing the jig.
Yeah. Yeah.
Off stage. And Joe blaming Simpson, her band for it.
Yeah. Joe Simpson just, I don't know, ogling, grabbing Jessica's boobs while he's watching Ashley on the screen.
And then she's like, guys, my band played the wrong song. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it's so crazy.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And then the next week, Kate Winslet came on, and then her monologue was like, I brush myself off and start all over again. Like, Kate Winslet did a... That happened.
I don't remember this that.
This happened. They made Kate Winslet do, like, a song and dance number about, like, how when things happen to her that go wrong, she brushes myself off and start all over again. And they made her, like, do, like, a tap dance number about it.
Oh, God.
The SNL is Ashley. Weird.
Well, she came out on top with an even better nose. All right, so let's talk about this weekend update.
Sure. Weekend update.
Really all funny. Right. Even though Colin Jost can was get under my skin,
right?
Because it's kind of a well-known secret that he's a smarmy.
I don't think he has bottom teeth. I think he's only top teeth.
Didn't I tell you he is just like two giant sets of chompers with ginormous jaws?
I mean, he's a
very interesting face.
Here's one thing that I will say that is very impressive about this is that there... In reality, we know there is a dress rehearsal where maybe there's different jokes being handed to them, but in reality, most likely they've already seen these jokes, and they both performed this being the first time they... What?
I don't think so. I don't think they really do see these jokes ahead of time.
Okay, so you think maybe they gave them, like, shitty jokes, like, beforehand, or just different jokes?
No, they just do none. They do the rest of the... of Weekend Update, and they're like,
but there's a dress rehearsal. They would have done this whole thing at the dress rehearsal,
except those jokes. There's no way that they're gonna blow that in the dress rehearsal.
You don't think they even did that entire segment?
No, they're just like, okay, and then the next whatever 90 seconds is gonna be where we exchange jokes, blah blah blah. Just like, who's the character that you hate that Bill Hader did? Stefan. I know you hate that sketch, but he never knew what he was gonna read either.
Yeah, but, like, you're not really laughing that hard. None of that stuff is really that funny.
You're also,
John Mulaney,
because he's
John Mulaney, John Mulaney's apparently, like, problematic now, I guess.
Well, yeah, he went to rehab and divorced his wife. Oh, maybe
that's not problematic. Yeah. Maybe you're not problematic. Just, he's in the news now.
He's going through some things.
He's going through shit. But I fucking love John Mulaney. And I know that he was, like, he was one of the main writers on Weekend Update.
Yeah.
But I like to think that this was the first time that these people saw these jokes, and these jokes were so funny, and I thought it was so impressive that they've now created a dynamic where we can laugh at racist jokes and feel okay about it. Like, I think that's pretty brilliant.
Because it's spotlighting how stupid someone looks when they say those things.
Right. And just, with the idea that, okay, well, a black person wrote this joke for a white person to say, and how awful the white person looks.
Exactly.
It's a brilliant system.
It's making fun of the person who would say that.
Right.
And also that Woody Allen joke, where he's like,
oh my God,
Woody
Allen's died. I died.
Well, and you know that that's layered because Scarlett Johansson starred in Woody Allen movies.
I didn't even fucking think
And I
that.
Think she famously has not said anything.
Of course she hasn't.
And she also is someone who has been rumored to maybe have been in Harvey Weinstein's inner circle.
That would make sense. But they both
Not that
perform.
I'm saying it's her fault at all.
No.
I think it's just like layered, like, oh God, his wife's been in this movies. He's got to say this now.
I think what was my favorite joke was when Michael Che read this joke about like how some police beat down some like homeless guy. And then he had to say, like, but what, you know, from my point of view, good for you. Good for you for keeping our streets clean, says yeah. Michael Che over here.
So he's like, Blue Lives Matter.
Blue Lives Matter most.
Blue Lives Matter. Yeah. Now, he also said, or no, this was Pete Davidson, who said something about Chrissy Teigen, right?
I forget. I forget the Pete Davidson stuff.
Well, he mentioned, you know, thanks to Twitter 2021 for helping us get rid of Chrissy Teigen or whatever.
Yes, yes.
Whatever the joke was. Yeah. But.
Okay, hang on.
Let's, yeah.
So what's the thing with Pete Davidson that, like, he has this, like.
Teflon?
Yeah.
I like, don't know.
How come Lorne Michaels loves him so much that he gets so many fucking chances on the show?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's like a. If we let him go, he's going to be so self-destructive to himself. Like, it could be dangerous.
Yeah, like, Lauren's like, okay, well, I already saw this happen with Chris Farley right. and stuff. But and Pete Davidson is very funny, but it's like, he just gets to, like, be off for 3 weeks and then come on and right. do three huge segments.
And he breaks character every time. Yeah. He just, like, starts laughing at his own character. He just says something crazy. I mean, I think he's very... He can be funny, but I don't know what justifies him staying on the show.
Yeah, like, I feel like Lorne Michaels must be, like, his godfather, or maybe his yeah. real dad or something. Like, something's going
no,
on there.
You know what? You know, his dad of died in 9/11.
Yes, of
okay.
I know, yes.
Well, and maybe that's a thing, right?
Yeah. Maybe Lorne Michaels is a really good guy. Maybe it just comes down to that he's like, well, I'm going to give this kid a chance.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, well, listen, let's talk about this Chrissy Teigen thing here. Were you ever enchanted by her?
I've never cared about her in any way.
Same.
I never thought knew she was married to John Legend. Like,
yeah,
I
never
knew
thought
that...
she was that funny, never thought she was that witty, didn't know who she was before she married him, and then all of a sudden was like in our fucking face that they're married.
She?
I think she was a model.
So that's why I should know her. Because the reason I know her is because of people talking about, like, how funny she is on Twitter.
No,
and she's married to John Legend. But I don't know what she originally did.
I'm going to say I bet you she's got a lot of maybe assistants, friend assistants who are funny and witty. And they maybe give her things to say, write her things to say on Twitter. Sure. And then apparently when she was not... tweeting things, she was sending DMs to multiple people, and I read on Blind Gossip that there's like a whole other storm brewing of people that she was sending DMs to, that they're quickly trying to hush and who knows,
like,
pay off
what?
Or get rid of, just bullying them and being like, fucking kill yourself, you're ugly, go away, no one cares about you. And it's like, okay, well, no one really cares about you. I never thought she was that great or funny. And actually, when I saw her on that Phil Rosenthal show, everybody, somebody feed Phil. We've talked about this before on Netflix.
Yeah.
I think she was on there. It was either on that show or there's another show where there's a, like, some Asian chef from a restaurant in LA and he was traveling the world. It might have been that one. And she's like, oh, I'm going to show you all these things in Thailand. That was like her place. And she was just so stuffy on the show. She wasn't the same person she came across to be on Twitter. She was staying at this 5-star super crazy resort. And then she was late to something because she was getting dressed in some caftan. And then she was like hopping in when, a tangine. That's what they call that, right? So it must have been Morocco. This is a great story, by the way. Very, very... fluid. There was a potter making a tangine and she like kicked the artisan out of the way and started just like messing it up like ghost, like boo boo boo, like pushing it down. And it was just very like insensitive, or it wasn't.
Yeah, in my
it rubbed me the wrong way. And then
in my head it just seems like she's somebody that keeps popping up in my newsfeed she's basically Kim Kardashian to me, where I'm like, you keep popping up, but I don't really know why you're relevant in any way. And her and John Legend are, John Legend, is that his name?
Yeah.
Are just, Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell. Look at our relationship.
Now, I have heard from a source, this is all allegedly, that John has a separate residence, like a condo, where he goes to write music, and maybe he's there a couple nights a week to get away from her or write music. This is all allegedly. Right. And allegedly, it's a well-known thing that she allegedly pops a lot of pills and has access to cocaína.
Cocaine.
That's my favorite part of watching Narcos. Cocaína. Yeah, so I think knowing that a little bit makes sense for all these crazy-ass DMs that she probably legitimately does not remember sending at all. I just imagine her pounding around her house these days in a caftan, losing her goddamn mind because she's lost everything.
Yeah, I just, I've never cared about her, but I know that she's annoying. I know enough to know that she is annoying.
You know who else thinks she's annoying?
Who?
Julia Roberts, Jennifer Aniston.
One of the best things, I mean, I don't even, okay, and then that's going to lead us into the Friends discussion.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll get into that, but let's talk about this. Was it a TikTok thing you sent me? I don't know. What was that? It was like a weird interview.
I don't even
remember
if you sent it to me.
Okay, no, you sent it
like
to me.
A Brady Bunch square. Right.
With the most random A-list celebrities.
Stars, but all A-list.
Yeah.
So John Legend was in there, Julia Roberts, Jennifer Aniston. I don't know. I mean, probably George Clooney. Who the fuck else? Okay.
Just people that aren't related in any way, but like, fine. Hi.
Right. Right. Don't even know what they were talking about, what the topic or what the thing is. John Legend starts saying something, and then Chrissy Teigen pops in the background in this bright orange jumpsuit.
That was yellow.
Caftan.
Okay, fine.
Oh, no.
In my
it was
head
like
it's
a
yellow.
Bright orange tangerine over the top.
Okay, yeah, no, I can see it. Okay.
Silky sort of frock. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, hi. Oh,
and you hear her saying
just happened
like,
to be walking through.
Okay, sorry. Okay, sorry for popping in. And then Julia Roberts. It throws such bitchy shade. She's like,
dude, this is Julia Roberts is somebody that I have never liked in my life.
Until
and now, I stan Julia Roberts now. I'm like, you're a bitch, and I
okay,
love
so
it.
What did she say? You gotta tell them what the
show
oh,
no,
said.
You, no, y'all, no, I'm throwing it back to you.
Well, she's like, oh, okay. Well, wait, is that what you wear just around the house? Just when you're walking around the house? Yves Saint Laurent, blah, blah, blah. She's like, I don't walk around the house like that. Jen Aniston, how about you? And she's like, no.
Yeah, no.
Not
they
at
fucking
all. I mean, they hate her. They saw right through her attention getting.
I'm trying to find it.
So
I think it's
quickly.
Recently on our.
It's probably in the 98 DMs that I was sending you on TikTok, except mine aren't saying kill yourself.
But
mine are like,
the...
I will kill you if you don't watch this and respond to me right now.
I have it. You said you sent me something about bacon fingers, something about it's listening to us. Most of the stuff is just like TikToks of
earwax like, removal.
Like things that we talked about 3 minutes ago, and now we have TikToks about it.
Okay, well, let's talk about this Friends thing. You guys can find it. I mean, everything is listening. So if you're listening to this on your phone, it's going to come up on TikTok if you
come right
go
up.
And open it right now.
Guess who the host of this fucking thing is? James Corden.
Ugh.
Go away. Go
Why
away!
James Corden of anyone.
Why?
Okay, so hold on. Is the Friends reunion, is it just going to be an episode? Is it just
no,
them talking?
It's going to be like the Fresh Prince reunion, which I actually thought was a solid reunion. I loved that reunion. I cried the whole time. I thought it was very
classy.
I didn't
watch it.
Okay, you should watch it. Honestly, it's really, really good. You won't. It's not cringy in any way. It's beautiful. This one, they all seem drunk, which is fine. Be
all
drunk.
All of them?
All of them. I think all of them do. Because there's, like,
David Schwimmer has had, like, 2 beers.
Okay.
I think Matt LeBlanc, I think he's fine. I think he's just
bored. I think he's had a cup. I think they're all, they're, but it's hard to tell because they've all had so much work done. And that's why, like, Lisa Kudrow had said in an interview years ago, I don't think it's a good idea for us to do a reunion because it's going to be depressing for to see all of us, you know, 20 years later, like, being old. And that's kind of what this is. It's not the fact that they're old. It's the fact that they're so, they're all so plastic. And Matthew Perry is not, like, they should have called it off. They should have called it off.
When you said he's drunk or high or something, I wasn't even expecting that. I mean, his eyes are barely open.
Yeah, and it's not a happy drunk or high. No. It's a very, very upset. And I'm upset that they even, like, put it forward. They should have, they should have assessed the situation and been like, okay, let's not do this.
Yeah, and you can tell that David Schwimmer and Matt LeBlanc know he's fucked up, and they're trying to answer everything first, cover for him. Right. The girls, I thought was really sweet. I shouldn't say the girls. The women were really sweet.
Yeah, they're fine. Whatever.
Yeah, I think Jennifer Aniston, maybe I just don't pay that much attention to her, but I didn't notice how frozen her face is. She could barely speak.
Really bad.
Her mouth
really
can barely open when she's talking. Yeah. It's
but
so
same with Matt LeBlanc and David Schwimmer, like all of them. The one who's had the least work done is Matthew Perry, and he is so not in a great place. I'm really upset. They should have just not done it. I'm upset.
Lisa Kudrow looks great. I think she's had just enough work done.
Yeah, she's had work done, but also then she's also done the comeback and stuff. So we've kind of seen her
That's true.
So we're kind of used to her. But and the girls seem fine. They're really reminding us how good friends they are. And I'm like, are ya?
You guys, they ate lunch together every day. Every day for 10 years. It was great. You know who else ate lunch together every day?
Who?
The Office ladies. Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey.
We're best friends, and we run The Office. Lisa Kudrow, the whole time during this, like, women interview, Lisa's like, whatever, sure, okay, whatever you guys say, because she's so above both of them. Like, she knows she's above both of them, like, talent-wise.
I think she even has a coat on. I think she's just ready to go. Yeah, she has her purse in her lap, actually. She has her purse on, her coat,
I'll
ready to go.
Sit and nod. That's it. Give me my paycheck. I will nod. And then they're going to do, like, some weird thing where they, like, they do that famous episode where Ross is reading all the cards. Like, they're doing the contest for the apartments.
Okay. I don't know this.
Oh, my God. What the fuck is wrong with you that
I didn't watch all of Friends.
It's just the most famous episode, but fine. They're going to redo that and have David Schwimmer as David Schwimmer read out questions about Friends and see if they can answer them. And it's going to be terrible. And Matthew Perry is going to look like he's, like, freaking, like, not great the whole time. And it's going to be depressing to watch. And I don't want that. I don't want this.
Yeah.
As a person who can, like, talk along with every Friends episode, It was very, very sad. But if anyone wants to check it out, you can look it up. It'll come up on all your feeds now. But it's a Entertainment Weekly.
I think it was a People magazine interview.
Okay, but it was like a 7-minute long promo of them talking about the reunion. But Matthew Perry is not okay.
No, he's slumped over. He's bent over in the director's chair looking thing. You know, his stepdad is Keith Morrison, right? From Dateline?
Really?
I thought you knew that. I was just
throwing I did not know that. That's amazing. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that's his stepdad. Doesn't that make you love both of them even more? Can't you imagine them
in a Montana real dad,
ranch for Thanksgiving?
His real dad is like a famous soap opera star.
Really?
Yeah, like he comes from like Hollywood royalty. And I remember watching some interview that he did about addiction. Like, a few years ago, and somebody was saying, like, well, addiction is nothing. Like, if I don't want to drink, I just won't have a drink. If you know, and Matthew Perry was like, fuck you. This is not a thing. I can't do that. If I have one drink, I'm going to have 700 drinks. And I remember being so, like, impressed with him by that. So my heart just goes out to him, and I just hope... I hope that this doesn't turn into, like, everyone, like, freaking out and, It was just very, it was very, very upsetting. And you can tell that they're cutting around the whole thing, too.
You know, like, what we should do? We should try to find a bunch of blind items on all of the Friends stars.
Yeah.
And you and I quiz each other which one it's supposed to be about. Because I do know there's quite a few about David Schwimmer. He has a reputation of being a real asshole.
Really? No.
To fans and stuff.
He's my favorite friend. Who's your favorite friend?
Probably him. Yeah, probably Ross.
Really?
Because Chandler's funny. Ross is funny because he's, like, mopey. I mean, that episode that you had me recap for TRP, where he's like, the eyes, they did sparkle. I mean, that kills me.
I might give you that. I might give you for TRP next, like, next time I have to give it to you, is that this one that he's quizzing everyone. Okay. It's where they're switching apartments. Do you not remember this?
Again, it's that three-year age gap. I wasn't watching all of these. It's not a three-year
age gap. Everyone knows that. I think my mom would even know that episode. Like, the episodes where they switch apartments.
I mean, I remember that they switch, but I don't remember all of that.
We'll get to it. It's going to be good.
I was probably watching Sisters with my mom. Did you watch that show? With Cela Ward and, oh, I forgot her name.
Wasn't that a spinoff of Empty Nest? Empty Nest, which is a spinoff of Golden Girls?
No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, nurses. I was thinking nurses.
No, Sisters. It was a couple sisters, and they all had male names. There was, like, Frankie, Teddy, I don't know, Robbie, or whatever. But we were obsessed with that show.
Okay.
Brothers and Sisters was another great show.
I know. I've talked with about Sally this. Field.
That, see, I've is seen that kind whole of show. Like a, I know, so good. Dave and I actually got into that, like, the last two seasons. But she was
the last
like
two seasons aren't great, but like the I mean,
oh no, they were
once
good.
I binged the shit out of that show. That's a good show.
With Luke, with what's her face, and she got married to Luke and found love again.
And Rob Lowe was in that show, and Calista Flockhart was in that show,
and Dave Annabelle, and the dude that ended up marrying Felicity, Matthew Reese something. Matthew
Reese,
is that his name? Mm-hmm. Who has an accent in real life?
Third name on there. All right.
And I love that I just call her Felicity. It's not Carrie Russell. Just name yourself Felicity.
Well,
come on.
She's Felicity. I mean, come on.
And just hack your hair off. Yeah. My God, that was so bad.
Oof. I mean, ever since fucking the chick
Buzz, your girlfriend, woof.
No, it didn't look bad.
Well, I mean,
it,
she's... Don't get me wrong. She's stunning.
But it was just, why
gorgeous.
Did you do that? Your whole show was based around your hair.
I know. And she worked at Dean and DeLuca while she was going to NYU.
Oh, God. One of these dogs just farted so bad. Oh, and God, like, I'm, like, Amanda. Having trouble breathing right now. Like,
ew.
I don't need to tell you.
I'm going to gag. Have you watched 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After? Or the
I
single
have,
life.
Before we discuss that, I want to talk about the fact that I did watch Star Wars.
Ew. Oh, I mean, I got to be careful with reviews now because everyone's getting all triggered by me not being a huge fan
this
of Star
Wars. This is
going to
be a weekly
event.
It's not my thing.
Okay, so how'd it go?
I hate it. Not great. Also, he, like, keeps bringing over this amazing weed, so the whole time I'm, like, struggling to even stay, like, conscious, but... The first one, there's a lot of CGI that Disney has added in. Have you noticed that? Like, have you noticed? Do you know that that happened?
I've been told.
But it's very jarring. So the second one is not as jarring.
No, wait, hold on a second. You need to clarify. By the second, do you mean episode 5 or do you mean episode 2?
I mean The Empire Strikes Back.
Okay, got it.
The Luke, I am your father. And I said, oh, God. I was like, is this the Luke, I am your father? And he goes, that's actually not. And I was like,
I already know
that that's not the, because what he wanted to tell me was that that's a misquoted movie line. But what he doesn't know is that I'm obsessed with movie trivia. So I already knew that. So we were just screaming at each other. I'm like, I know what it is. money now. It was awful.
He probably got so turned on by that too. But you
know, every time he tried to like mansplain something to me, I already knew it, and he was like,
CGI, got it.
Yeah, no, I got it. I know all of this information. I just haven't seen the movie, but I promise you, job on the hot.
Yep, got it.
I mean, it was. I couldn't. If you asked me to name three things about that movie.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I couldn't tell you. I watched the whole thing. It was fine.
Yeah.
I was obsessed with Carrie Fisher because she's so fucking beautiful.
Wait till you get to the later ones where some old guy died before they could finish filming the trilogy part, so they CGI'd like his entire character in his face.
Oh, like Sopranos.
For the entire movie.
They do that on Sopranos when Tony's mom dies. They added stuff in. Also, I mentioned to this guy, I'm like, Harrison Ford could not possibly he's overtly pissed off that he's in this movie, and the guy paused the movie and was like, wait, what do you mean by that? I'm like, I can tell that he hates being in this movie. I can tell. He's embarrassed by this movie. I can tell.
You think so?
And this guy got... Yeah.
Or is it just that good of acting? Because he's Han Solo. Right?
No, yeah, he's Han Solo. He seems pissed by being in this movie. You can tell he's embarrassed by being in this movie. I'm sorry if this... Oh, my God.
He just wants to get home to Calista Flockhart, who starred in Brothers and Sisters. See, I mean, did we not plan
this? We're tying it all back together.
Wow.
I really think that if on Harrison Ford's deathbed, like, what he wants to be remembered for the most, like, Star Wars isn't going to even be in there. It's going to be Indiana Jones, probably.
Okay. Equally boring to me.
No, never seen.
I think, like, I saw him run through something. I never paid attention, though.
There's, like, a ball that rolls toward you. But I'm thinking, I may be just thinking of the Disneyland ride.
Probably. The stunt show.
There's a big, like, boulder that runs towards you.
Yeah, I think it's during the stunt show.
No, that happens in the ride.
The boulder? What ride?
The Indiana Jones ride? A boulder rolls towards you.
That's Disneyland, not Disney World, then.
That's going to happen in any Indiana Jones ride. I don't even know Are we born in different, like...
countries? Yes. Yes. Countries, and I'm telling you, it's that 3-year age gap.
Okay. Everyone, let us know who's more out of touch here. The fucking Joey doesn't know.
There's not an Indiana Jones ride at Disney World.
But you don't know that there's a boulder that rolls towards you?
I do, but I'm telling you, I'm not talking about the boulder. I'm talking about a ride, existing or not existing.
In the ride, a boulder almost rolls over you, and then you fall through the floor.
Tell me the name. Where is it? Disneyland or Disney World?
Disneyland!
Okay, that's all I said. That's Disneyland, Disney World. You're like, I don't know what decade you were in.
I just felt like everyone
sorry.
In the world
sorry,
knew that information.
I wasn't taken to Disneyland as a child.
All right, here we go. I'm so rich.
You are.
What's next in our docket here? Oh, 90 Day Fiancé. Oh, holy shit.
Okay, this was Happily Ever outrageous. After is such a terrible
show. I have not watched Happily Ever After, but I did watch the tell-all. I watched Pillow Talk, and then I watched the whole second half. Oh, actually, I've watched all of it, actually.
No, you're talking about The Single Life, not Happily
Single
Ever
Life.
After.
Yes, yes sorry.
Pillow Happily Talk. Ever After, which is on Sunday nights, is so boring.
What do I need to know?
Nothing. Really, nothing. Thing. It is so boring. You don't care about anyone. I fast forward through half the couples. Now, The Single Life tell-all. Even if you did not watch the entire season, which I really didn't, you watched all the episodes. I watched maybe like half the Pillow Talks, and I haven't watched it in probably,
I watched
4 or 5 weeks.
All episodes and all Pillow Talks. And
the tell-alls were far too long, first of all. They're both like an hour and 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. They could have been cut down to an hour.
Well, they should have just cut out fucking Fernanda and
exactly.
Danielle or whatever her name is.
Who cares about Fernanda? Yeah. No one gives a shit.
And then the one that calls in.
Oh, Brittany. Again, yeah. No one cares. I mean, let's just say what it is. You're an escort. And some sugar daddy or something called you for a date, and you're going to make more money doing that than the show. Sure. Just admit it, obviously.
Right.
Stupid. Danielle, though. Danielle Muhammad. Oh, Danielle. Oh, it's so painful. How is she so oblivious?
She's so positive, though. She's so positive. I mean, she seems really happy with her life.
There's a guy that she went on one date with. Who her friends, who are clearly people who watch the show and wanted
to
get in with her, sent her a DM, and all of a sudden it's like, Danielle's friends are calling in, and they went on a vacation to Tampa or something with her, and they hooked her up. And like, in one weekend, she managed to get, like, what, 3 dates because of these friends? I don't know where they're finding these guys, but they hooked her up with all these people.
Because they started her own, they started a profile for her that included all of them in the profile picture.
Oh, and they put hair extensions in her. They were, her hair was 3 feet long, but in reality, it's like a short bob.
She did go on a date with this guy who seemed like, it seemed like they were doing, oh my God, hang on.
And she's so positive.
She's so positive, but before anything, I need to address once again how annoying the Pillow Talks are. Daniela! Here we go, Danielle! Here we go! Danielle! Danielle's on! Like, nobody ever watches shit. Like, I can't. Because I watched all this Pillow Talk.
Hold on,
oh,
Alex. Hold on. Is that Shy? Is that Shy? I think I hear waking up. Go get Shy.
Oh, my God. Go wake him up. They're kissing. They're going to kiss. Oh, my God. Are they going to kiss? They're going to kiss. I'm like, nobody watches TV like this.
Shy's never going to kiss a girl like that. I'm like, okay, we get it, Lauren and Alexi. You have a baby.
Oh, my God.
He's
Alexi
not on Pillow
is...
Talk. Can you put him back he to might... sleep? I don't want to see him.
He also, like, the way that their angle is shot, he has, like, 8-foot-long legs.
Yeah.
And the way he's always, like, sitting, and he's always eating nuts and drinking whiskey. Always eating nuts.
Yeah.
Pistachio and his legs are always positioned right at the camera. So he looks like weight. And now she's pregnant. So it's also just a very weird, like, visceral, And she's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, it's happening. Oh, my God, what are they going to do? do you think he's gonna propose? And then
they're
goes,
kind of the Chelsea and Cole of the show.
Yeah, but he keeps shushing her, and I kind of love that. Like, you guys have a terrible fucking relationship.
I mean, listen, they're fine, but they
are they?
Not
they're
be,
annoying as fuck.
They shouldn't be a staple in pillow talk. I would love
absolutely
to see.
Not.
I don't even know if you know Kenny and. Oh my God, see, now I'm totally forgetting their names and everyone's screaming at me, but whatever. The gay couple from Mexico, Kenny and Jesus. This is what happens. You stop watching the show, and if you do a podcast, it's
for
like
2 weeks,
one year, it's gone. It's gone forever. I think I said I would love them and I would be their surrogate, but now I don't remember their names or anything. They would be great on the show. I like Tim and Veronica. We've talked about this before.
Yes, of course.
Who else
Elizabeth, like Libby, and
get out
they
of
used
here.
To be. They were on it for like the first like four episodes, and then they were just mysteriously like never shown again.
How about that Stephanie chick? She and her mom, like her Hungarian mom, are they still on
never
there?
Shown
They're
it,
gone
no.
too. Okay, good.
And then the British guy and his sister are just not on it anymore.
Oh,
either.
I hate them.
They just kind of stuck with Veronica and the gay guy. And Alexi Lauren
and
Alexi, and
okay.
That's kind of it.
Well,
those
let's
are, like,
talk
the
about
staples.
This tell-all. Okay, so this tell-all was filmed in such a weird way because they're filling it like, okay, now we're live, you guys, in 3, 2, 1. Sean, take it away. And she's like, welcome, everybody, to 90 Day Fiancé tell-all. But then they're like, and break. And then they just keep filming. So it's like, why don't you just, like, we're not getting a behind the scenes. This is the actual show. Like, you're not fooling anyone. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but a lot of them fall for it.
I guess, yeah.
A lot of them break out of character and then, like, go into, like,
it's
you
just
know,
so it's just the weirdest concept for how to shoot it or frame
but
it for people.
They've done that for like seasons. Every season they do that.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so Fernanda, who the fuck cares? I fast forwarded by the end.
Fuck off, yeah.
Molly and Kelly, her boyfriend. Right. I like them together. I just don't see them lasting.
Molly! Woo! My girl, Molly! Woo! 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 This is what like all the people on Pillow Talk do when she just. When her scenes start.
Right.
She's fine,
now,
yes.
I mean, the I like real her. People to talk about here are Big Ed and Colt.
Big Ed... Okay. This is going to sound bitchy.
What the fuck is going on with
he's
Big
really,
Ed?
He's really into, like, turning all the way side. Like, he kept
well,
doing
he
this
has to
her.
Yeah,
I know.
To.
That's the thing, is he has to.
But... Okay, so
Liz,
what's going on with him and Liz?
I think that she needs to go to therapy. Because she's obviously, like, devastated over something. Like, she's
is
not...
Is she, though? Or is she acting? Because she is a wannabe actress.
She seems pretty damaged to me. And if not, then she's a really good actress.
But
she does seem upset.
From a source who's close to a source.
Right.
She does want to be an actress. She's, like, actively wanting to be an actress. And she's a real bitch in real life. Like
well,
a total
she's obviously
bitch.
A bitch. She seems like she has zero personality whatsoever.
What I don't see them together at all. And Big Ed is a complete asshole. He's a dick in real life, which we all know anyway. And from an unknown source, he's a total dick to his mom when they're not on camera.
Yeah, none of that is surprising. Watching him with her and then watching Colt in general... Ooh. It's, I mean, I could never sit and watch this again. This was very, very difficult for me to watch.
Oh, yeah.
It is very triggering for somebody who's been
through
this.
Two men who are exactly alike yelling at each other for what
like,
the other one's doing wrong. But the other one's an asshole.
Two gaslighters gaslighting each other. It
saying
was almost
the
fascinating
word gaslighting.
To watch.
Like, you're gaslighting me. No, you're gaslighting me.
Yeah,
you're
you,
a
you
dick
know,
to her.
From...
Be a man. No, you be a man.
From my experience, the thing that a gaslighter hates the most is the word gaslighter. Like, they hate it. They hate that word. And the word sociopath, they hate that word because they know that they are.
Well, hey, no, listen, Amanda. Big Ed has gone to therapy. And he knows, I mean, he
and it's
at
been
least
really
6 months.
And
he's
going
to have to go for at least 6 months.
Yeah. He has amber tears.
I'm like,
he's like,
six
I'm just
months.
Really, it's been a lot. And everyone's like, congratulations, dude. Yeah, good for you. I'm like, good for you.
I
he's
still
a piece
don't.
Of shit.
I really think that he and Liz were just improvising this whole thing. Because what they were saying didn't make sense. He's like, I love you. I don't want you to go anywhere. And she's like, but you packed my stuff and told me to leave. And he's like, you're right. I did do that. And she's like, I don't want to take things fast. I want to take things really slow.
No, Jody.
She's like, of course, but I love you. And I want to be living with you. Why wouldn't I?
No, you're...
It just seems like it made no sense whatsoever.
That's because you've probably never been in a relationship like this. This was so real.
Why would she be
so real?
Look at him.
Because they break you down so much that you're like, no, this was, I believe this.
And I'm not even saying just look at him because of his size, but like, look at him, meaning his behavior, how he treats people, how he acts. He's disgusting.
But no, this was a real conversation, I can guarantee you. This was such a exact mirror of a conversation that I've had with Bacon Figures.
I hate all this.
And same with Colt. And like when with Colt and Vanessa, I felt for her. I mean, I know that she's kind of an asshole too, but then yeah. I just like when okay, I guess we'll get into it. But when Jess said, "Hey, yeah, so Colt did text me like a month ago," like, and he's like, "Oh, what?" When I said hello, it wasn't a big deal. And Vanessa was just gave him that look mm-hmm. of death. I was like, "I've been there too. I've mm-hmm. been there too."
And Colt just gets grosser and uglier and slimier and dirtier looking. And he kept doing this thing with his beard where he'd like finger his chin and his disgusting puby beard.
And you can tell that he's controlling his facial expression all the time.
When he does like his dumb eyes, like these like
innocent, I'm innocent. And then Debbie was wasted.
She's unhinged.
I think she's wasted too.
She's another person who's a complete bitch in real life. Like, real bitch. That's to production.
Remember when I first started watching this and I was like, I love Debbie. What a sweetheart. And you're like, you're going to hate her. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to hate Debbie. And I think that she's a fucking evil monster. I hate her.
If I need to remind you of her signature cocktail.
Milk.
Bacardi, like rum, right? Yeah. Coconut rum. What did I say? Milk. It was like, banana liqueur.
Oh,
I think there was
nasty.
An orange liqueur, and then just fill it on up to the top with milk.
And, Jess looked, I mean, that outfit was really a bad choice.
She needs to dress for her body. I'm not saying frumpier, but a different cut. Like, you're not in the junior section. That's flattering.
I was on her side 1,000% of this whole thing. She said, I was like, yes, exactly. She's like, you're a liar. You did this. And Debbie, when I said this, why didn't you say this? Why didn't you tell? I asked you 1,000 times, is he fucking Vanessa? And you said no. If she just worn like a better outfit, she would have had more credibility.
Yes. Yes.
You know?
And she walked out on stage with her purse. I'm like, I don't think anyone's going to be stealing your things. Why are you bringing
in front of her?
In her lap. Like my grandma, my great aunt used to do.
Yeah.
We would go to the Ponderosa buffet and they would eat with it on their lap because they're afraid that, I don't know, one of us would steal something from it. Right? That's the strangest thing.
Yeah, it was. But I was so... That's the thing. Also, like, there's that huge language barrier, but I'm like, if everyone could just, like, put that away and, like, realize, like, what she's saying and how everything she's saying is correct. Her husband also has a man bun, which doesn't help with the credibility.
I know.
But he's
a little soft-spoken, too, so when he talks, it almost sounds like he's on the verge of tears.
He's like don't cry. If you don't mind, can I pipe in?
You're a bitch, Debbie. And everyone's like, oh, whoa.
Everything like, they said, she's like, she goes, I'm an old lady. And they're like, well, just because you're an old lady doesn't mean you get to be a bitch. And I was like, I agree 100%. Just because you're an old lady.
Oh, look at you and your manners. You're going to call an old lady a bitch? Oh, that shows real class on your part, asshole.
I'm like, well, again, like exactly what he said. Yeah. You just said my wife
I'm
is a whore and a slut,
yeah,
and
exactly.
I'm an idiot, and I'm just supposed to be like, well, you're an old lady, so it's fine.
And her point is like, well, you knew they were together, so your whole relationship was bullshit. And she's like, Debbie, I asked you if they were fucking. I would have left him
if you told
me. I
would have been out of there. You would have gotten your wish.
But you
lied. It would have come true. I would have left.
I love Jess. Jess is, I mean, she's not me because
Yeah, I couldn't be friends with her, but she's not wrong in anything she said. Oh, she's awful.
But everything she says, I'm like, absolutely. And she might have been in it for the green card, but her calling, everything she said was 100% true. You lied about this, you lied about that, you're a piece of shit. And then just her, like, her husband saying, like, well, your marriage is going to last 6 months, so. Mm-hmm. Which, exactly. Like, oh, your marriage will last less than that.
So, spoiler if you didn't watch it, Colt already married Vanessa, like, 4 months ago, 7 months ago, and they didn't tell anyone.
This is how he told them, I married her, and no, none of you fuckers even knew about it! He just, like, screamed at the room.
None of you fuckers in the room, including Debbie, knew about it.
And Debbie's like, I'm fine with it, I'm totally fine with it, it's fine, I like Vanessa.
Come on, Debbie, you want a hug?
She's so, like, drunk, like,
I think she's just a raging lunatic, just in general. Well, and this fame has gotten to her head. Don't think she doesn't walk around the yarn store thinking that her shit doesn't stink these days.
And you know that she's going to be mad at them afterward, but she's like, no, but this is like our persona, so I'm going to be fine with it. I'm fine. I'm okay with it, like, as long as it's happy, I'm happy.
No, it's going to be Vanessa's fault. Like, how dare... You've been married before, and you had a wedding, but Colt, I wasn't there. You took that. You stole that away from me. You stole my son's wedding away from me.
And how miserable does Vanessa look?
Oh, my God.
I mean, the fight... I mean, they got in a fight immediately after. It's just... I feel bad for her because, again, I have been that person. What?
And talking about the sex, that he wants sex like 7 times a day.
It's never going to work. No, you're never going to find anyone, Colt. You actually have. And it's not even a sex addiction.
It's a control thing. Yeah,
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And again, and how she was like, I've been there.
When she's like, I got in the shower. I can't even say it because the thought of her...
I got in the shower. I'll say it. I got in the shower and I started giving him a blowjob. And even that wasn't good enough for him because it didn't feel authentic. Yeah, which is...
He goes,
oh, this is so shit.
She goes, and then later, he's like, well, that didn't really count as anything because I didn't think that you were really into it. It wasn't authentic. And she's like, well, what the fuck am I supposed to do? I'm like, well, not that. Get away. Get
this
out.
This would be my life if I didn't have sex 7 days. Like, if we had sex 6 days out of 7 days a week, he would pretend to cry and be like, you just don't. I get it. I'm disgusting.
Oh, well, now I'm horny.
Yeah, now I'm really horny. And then I would do shit like that. Like, I would, like, when he would come home from work, I would, like, put on, like, a cute outfit, like lingerie and be, like, ready. And then after we had sex, he would do the same thing.
I'm not saying
like,
ew because of you. I'm just saying.
No, absolutely.
I'm thinking of him.
But he would say, like, we would fucking have sex. And then he would cry and be like, it just didn't seem authentic. It would be the exact same thing. He would say, it didn't seem authentic. It seemed like you were doing it just because you felt like you had to. And I was like, well, yeah, because otherwise you're going to cheat on me. But then you did cheat on me anyway. It's cool. I mean, it's... Ugh. Listen, I don't mean to complain on air about this, but I'm just saying, like, watching this tell-all and watching Big Ed and Colt was just so awful watching this. Because
it was the same people looking in the mirror and just screaming at each other for exactly the same thing.
Because they know they're calling each other out for stuff.
Oh, they hate
because they
each
know.
Other. They hate each other so much. And then Colt did this maniacal laugh at one point where he's like, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, he did this of course crazy I do. And Vanessa laugh. Seemed like she was going to die. Like she was going to crawl out of her skin when he did that.
She cheated on her husband with him. I don't even know how one woman has slept with him, let alone three that we know of.
But I do get what she's saying there, where she's like, look, our marriage was over already and I was kind of looking for an escape. Fine. It doesn't make her a saint. It doesn't make her a good person, but like, I get how he found her and he was like, here's this vulnerable person.
Said whatever she needed to hear to make her feel loved and needed and wanted.
I guess she's not the victim, but I'm saying how I can understand being in this spot.
Oh, she's going to wake
they're
up and be like,
awful. They're all awful people.
What am I doing with him? And I think there's something behind him wanting to get married. on their own quickly, though. That was not a sincere, authentic moment. There's something.
And then everyone was like, good for you. No, that's great. Oh, no, congratulations.
Round of applause. Oh, oh, that's so sweet. Oh.
You don't want to share this with your friends and family? This woman that you love so much? You don't want to share that?
Hold on. I want to ask you what you thought about Luis, Molly's ex, coming on, because you don't know anything about him.
I think I did watch that season with Bacon Fingers. I specifically remember, like, the, like, slamming at the door and being like, can you turn down the fucking music? Like, I remember that. I remember that he's way too young for her and he's a piece of trash. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
He's nothing to me. I felt the same way as everyone else did. Just go away.
Yeah, I kind of love that everyone just stopped asking questions just to shut him down. And then when he had to get up and leave, there was no like, okay, well, thanks for joining us. We'll be back with another segment of 90 Day Fiancé. There was no
walking.
They're just like, okay, bye. Yeah, stood up and he's like waving. Bye. Bye.
But also during that, Colt is like, ooh, well, you know, if you don't want to be part of this great family.
Oh,
and then
yeah,
everyone openly laughed at him, including Vanessa was like, like,
family.
Vanessa was so embarrassed by
you
that.
You fucked half the family on the stage here. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Everyone hates you. It's you and Big Ed, like, are in competition for who is the most hated.
You and Big Ed versus everyone. Ooh.
Do you want to talk about, okay, so after, so there's, like, a weird moment where everyone's on a break and Big Ed, like, does his full body turn
towards, oh, I know.
Toward Elizabeth.
It's hard not to laugh, yeah.
Yeah, but no, I'm going to laugh because he's a stupid fucking piece of shit.
He is.
And he just gaslights her, right? Yeah, it's just, he's awful. I mean,
yeah.
And he's like, I love you though. But what, I mean, it just, every word that he says,
ew,
is just.
And then
like,
at the end,
practice.
Okay, so at the very end, like the last 40 seconds of the show, you see Liz has got her coat on. She's leaving. And he's like, hey, do you want to go somewhere and talk? She's like, yeah, I would. And he's like, okay, I'm going to go get my stuff. And then one of the producers asks him, so do you think that you're going to have sex with her tonight? And he's like, yeah, I probably will. You know, I can't say that I won't. Like, wait, how is it up to you whether you're having sex tonight? Like, it's so putting it on him, like, yeah, she doesn't know that I'm going to, but yeah.
But I'm sticking my
she's
dick gonna
in her. Get the same way he was planning on, he had to get his kiss. Right? It's up to him if they kiss tonight. No, it's not up to you getting your kiss.
Not even 10 years. In 2 years, I think the show just, like, should be... I mean, Dawson's Creek hasn't been canceled. But, like, if we look back on this and just say, like, how come there was no producer standing up for any of the
There's a lot
here?
Of stuff. Oh,
there's,
how many
this
people
is a problematic
have had a past? There's certain casts that you haven't seen. Okay, I mean, Paul... He was convicted of arson before this on an
Jesus.
Ex. I mean, there.
Yeah,
there's
people
guy,
I don't know at all.
Totally forgot his name already, but he had these weird nipple tattoo things. He had domestic violence stuff against him. They supposedly do background checks, but they really kind of don't.
But
and
then when
for...
you find it, why don't you take it off the air? Like, remember that show, like, So-and-so Wants a Millionaire or whatever, like that reality show that was a spinoff.
Who Wants
of
to Marry a Millionaire with Darva Conger and, oh, I forgot his name. But...
No, it's Megan Wants a Millionaire, I think. It's like,
oh,
it was,
okay.
It was, Megan was like the person.
Okay.
But one of the people on that cast murdered his girlfriend, chopped
oh,
up her body,
right.
And then put her in a suitcase.
Yes.
And they took the show right off. MTV has better morals than fucking TLC right now.
Oof.
You guys need to get your shit together.
Between the Snowdens, who, let's see if they're
yes.
on tonight's episode.
Is that tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, Seeking it's probably on already.
Ooh, yeah, might be on Discovery Plus already.
Oh, my God,
yeah, they
it's
haven't
so
been
bad.
Taken off.
I can't stop watching it, though.
All the Duggar shit, they're still circling.
They're still on.
It's pretty wild.
It's really, yeah, but this tell-all was, but the other thing is that I watched this thing and I was like, this was a great episode. This was a fucking great episode.
If you fast forward through Fernanda's shit, yeah.
Through the boring
stuff. Oh, wait, hold on. One more thing. So Molly's talking about how she has her tubes tied, so she can't have a baby, and she feels bad for Kelly because he wants to have children. So that's kind of the thing that's tough for them to deal with in the relationship, because they do love each other, but he does want biological kids. She can't give it to him. And then Danielle was like, Sean, I have to say something here. I can identify with Molly, too, because my tubes are tied.
I forgot Danielle was there, honestly.
And then it was just like this awkward silence. Like, all she heard was tubes tied, and she was like, me too! And then she didn't really have anything else to say about how she related. Like, who are you dating, Danielle, that you cannot provide children to?
Because I don't think they didn't know what to do with her. Also, was Molly wearing a certain color? Because I can't remember what color she was wearing.
I'm pretty sure it was like black. Yeah, I think
it was a muted
earth color. Very muted.
Like, I'll remember her wearing that yellow accordion dress for until my dying day.
Oh, because it was just the way she was angled sitting there, it was just one giant boob for a torso. Right.
It also didn't look bad on her. Turned. It was just like, you're wearing yellow.
It was the way she was turned and positioned on the couch. It was like one giant breast and then yellow, because she had her legs crossed. So it was just a sea of yellow fabric.
And then everyone else was kind of muted. A little bit.
Except Fernanda. What was she wearing? Some fringed cowgirl?
Honestly, I don't give a fuck what Fernanda was wearing. Yeah, she means nothing.
Shut up.
I couldn't even tell you what happened because I really did fast forward through all
of it. Yeah, I did too. Anytime she talked, I was like, 15 seconds, 15 seconds.
Like, oh, she's like, yeah, it's really difficult being like the most beautiful woman in the room and every room that I'm in, and I'm young.
Oh, yeah, and then, like, Alexi's doppelganger is her boyfriend or roommate. I don't know, because I fast-forwarded, but there was some
other guy there. I don't know, but yeah. Also, Alexi and Lauren, get out. Take your nuts
be
and
careful,
get out.
Because they are like Chelsea and Cole. They have people who love them.
Should we talk about the message we just got?
Oh, my God.
Should we tell people? Yeah, why not?
You tell them. Okay, you tell them.
Okay, well, it's got to be fake. It's got to be fake.
I don't know. I kind of think it's real. All right, so you pull it up while I give the background. So on Total Request Podcast.
I got it.
I mean, a dozen of you requested that we watch Pig Royalty. So we recapped that last week. And right before we started recording, I was like, holy shit, Amanda, go check our email. And we got a little message.
Hello, Amanda and Jody, period. This is Jody
Ryan,
and we are listening to your podcast at the moment, period. Thank you for all of your kind words, period, which
I'm pretty sure we just said. Michelle Bolero, the other pig family, were like, that fucking bitch piece of shit.
I think we just talked worse like about assholes. The other we talked shit more shit about the other people. Thank you for your kind words, period. If you would like to have any of us on your show, let us know, period.
Oh, well, we got to get her 8-year-old on. We got to get the...
Isn't that his name, like, Garrick or something? It's like Garrick.
Cannon! Oh, shoot, I think we did make fun of... We were like, what is that name? Cannon. C-A-N-N-E-N.
Yeah, no, but I know what we were... We were like, that kid is awesome. Like, we love... Like, we definitely were complimentary of her family compared to all the other families.
Okay, but
like,
listen...
The family that got it right. We weren't nice.
The amount of shit that we talk about people to see someone who may or may not be her. One of you guys may be trolling us. Like, I mean.
Sure, it probably is. But
our uteri were like up in our throats and our stomach were like, down in our feet.
What is this?
And
they subscribed.
Yeah, subscribed.
Like last week.
Listen to it.
I think it's fake. It's got to be fake, right?
I mean, it's not. We were
fake.
Raised right. We talk about people behind their backs. We don't say it to their face. It's called manners. That's a Kathy Griffin joke.
And if we're going to do it in public, we're going to do it behind a paywall to be like polite people. So they subscribed to our $6, the tier two.
Oh. No, it was tier one.
No, it was tier one. That was tier one. Okay, $4. Okay,
I mean, what are we going to do if Jerry Seinfeld listens? Oh, my God. He's next. Jody and Amanda, huge fan. If you want any of the cast of Seinfeld on the show, just reach out.
Hey, I would love for Colt to reach out because Jason Alexander. I will decimate him.
Yeah, Jason Alexander.
He can tell us all about what a fucking hero he is. He'll tell me all about it. All right, I think that's it for today, right?
Yeah. So coming up this week, why does it feel like Friday and it's Monday, right? Okay, so
it's Tuesday.
No, it's Monday.
Oh no, it's Monday. Okay, fucking
Monday, Christ. Monday. But we are singing and talking about Saturday. We are going to be covering Seeking Sister Wife on We Love to Hate TV, tiers 2
Maybe
and
let's
up.
Do that tomorrow.
We're going to be knocking out some Marriage Boot Camp the rest of the season 8.
No, I think we have Teen Mom.
No, we're talking about Teen Mom here because not a lot's going on.
Oh.
Yep. That's what we discussed.
Well, sorry, people. Did we?
Okay, not a lot's fine. Going on. Not a
yeah,
lot's
I know.
Going on.
All right.
And then we are going to be... covering on Total Request podcast.
This is us. The last episode. It's so
the latest
bad.
Episode of so This Is bad. Us. You have to let me know which episode that is, though, because I'm not
just
watching
the
two.
One from the penultimate episode of this season. Also,
and
YouTube, but it's
then
real bad.
On tier.
What was recommended
one,
to us?
Our listener request. Oh, I know. Little People, Big World.
Yes.
Jer
yes.
and Audges. Like our journey so far.
All
oh,
right.
God, get ready.
And who's covering which one?
I'm recapping This Is Us. And you
and I'm doing Little People.
Jer
okay,
and
cool.
Odge. I kind of want you to just film yourself as you're watching this. I just want to
well,
see
that
the
will never
that
happen.
You're
but okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. And if you love to hate us, just like we love to hate everything, leave us a 5-star review.
And... leave us a 5-star review and then talk shit about us. We would love to hear it. It's awesome. It's hilarious. Tell us about how shitty we are.
And whoever said one of us is low energy, one of us is screechy, we just want to confirm that I'm the low energy one. That should be a meditative podcast. And
also, I
want to
thank you because you've given us so much like fodder for the past like couple weeks now for us to like snark on. God. Also, so I also want to say that this is actually a serious note. As we know, I have to move out of my house. I can't hear out of my left ear. Everything's falling apart. Talking to you, Jody, for this hour, like, really did. Like, this is my joy of
it's
the day.
It's my new favorite Monday thing. It's what
yeah, like,
I get
so happy talking to you.
Crazy Sundays and Mondays. I know. This is just so much fun.
Yeah, I'm happy to do it. All right. Well, love you. Love you. And I love all of you listeners.
We love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.